Hello, this is Adam of Carpe Omnis Games. Welcome to Legends of Tabletop.
Hey everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
There are three gene stealers who are literally chewing through a door, a reinforced door.
Yeah. No explosives. Blast. Start with the flamer. Flamer and bolter. Be careful not to aim directly at the door. The interior walls of the ship probably don't have the penetration stopping armor of the exterior walls. We don't want to fill the staff room full of, you know, bolt shells.
Okay.
We learned that lesson from the name.
I'd have to be up front, though, right? If I had...
Well, with the flame... Yeah, you can be next to... The two of you can get side by side and open fire. But the thing with the flamer is you don't have to roll to attack with the flamer because it just fills the area with fire. They have to roll to avoid it.
Yeah.
So if you and Skold get next to each other and he opens fire with the bolter and you open fire with the flamer, one of the two is going to get them.
That'll work for me.
All right, roll your ballistics test.
All right, let's see. It should be against 85, I guess. 20 for full auto and 10 for the codex.
Okay, yep.
And I got a 53 out of 85.
Okay.
3 degrees, nice.
All right, the two of you hop around the corner. Zahariel fills the room with flaming, burning promethium. And Skold follows up with the precision bolter fire. And you drop all three gene stealers.
Clack, nice. Clack, clack.
Yeah, the Blood Angels would be proud.
Yep.
All clear.
The flaming promethium burns itself out almost as quickly as Zahariel releases the trigger.
All right. I will go and stand by the door and, you know, call in on the Vox that we are outside the door. We have cleared the gene stealers.
We're opening the door now. They heard the chewing noises stop.
Yeah.
Also okay.
Heard the screaming and the dying and the burst of heat through the door.
The sealed door splits in the center and slides open. And there are three Imperial officers inside. One of them is clearly the ship captain. But as you do that, there is a rush of air from behind you, and the ship starts to sink. You can feel the deck shift below your feet. The slope increases. In fact, one of the officers falls to his knees.
I will seize the officer who fell to his knees, haul him up, and look towards the captain. Nearest exterior hatch. Where is it?
Down this hall and uphill.
Run.
You start hearing bubbling, rushing noises.
We run faster.
No, we stop and contemplate it for a little while. What do you think we know?
You make it to the hatch. Pop the hatch from the inside, climb out onto the
wood.
Hull.
Clank!
The ship is sinking quickly. You need to make agility tests to jump from the hull of the ship onto the far shore of the lake.
For the Zeta, grab the captain.
I failed and we'll spend a fade point.
Oh, that's a not did it.
Well,
and failed
okay.
Again.
If you fall into the bile, you can just climb out. You won't be in it long enough to etch your armor. But
that's
the,
why I told Zeta to take
the
captain,
are not
because
protected.
They're going to disintegrate. They're made of flesh.
I thought I'd just jump pack some of the survivors over, too.
Yeah, you're just going to make three flights and hop them over?
I do that.
Okay. All right. That'll work.
Yeah. I was going to say, depending on how high it was, we could, like, put them on our heads and, you know, jump down, but...
They are
we'll
armed...
More light on our shoulders.
I think they'd rather disintegrate in the acid than be carried over, so...
One of the lieutenants has a bolter. The captain has a bolt pistol. And the ensign that is with them is carrying a las gun.
Who issued you that?
Ship's armory, sir. It's all I could find on short notice.
Yes, I see.
Where's the rest of the crew?
The ensign looks sick.
They were in the lower decks.
The ensign looked sick, and the lieutenant said, "Surely, sir, you know what happens with Tyranid people who are captured by the Tyranid."
We do.
But you couldn't, and you weren't able to evacuate any of the others.
We did all we could, sir.
As he's talking with them, I'm going to we do, and I just sort of lean over and take a little pinch out of each of them with the reductor. Precautions, you understand.
Oh, yeah, they're perfectly healthy.
Excellent. We just had this whole thing, you know, back on the planet a few days ago.
Okay.
You know how it is.
What are you going to do with these three guys?
Bring them along. What are we going to do, send them back?
Yeah, tell them to stay close.
Okay.
And keep them in between us, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. You herd them along. They're not shell-shocked. They're thankful they were rescued, but they're not shell-shocked. They are officers of the Imperium.
Indeed.
Okay, you continue to follow.
Did we find out how long they've been there?
The ship was captured about 12 hours ago.
Okay.
Yeah. They probably just threw it down one of the mouths and, you know, were letting the stomach deal with it.
Yeah.
And did they have a full... Did they have a full complement of men on the ship?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that's about 10,000 guys.
No.
Oh, that's right. It was a little ship, but
yeah,
still
300.
Pleasant.
Anyway, you continue to follow the inner arteries. You are much closer to vital organs. It is very quiet here, and the thick air is charged with electricity. Everything seems very still, except for this electric feeling through the air. It is almost like you are in... it is a similar feeling to being in one of the Emperor's holy cathedrals, if the holy cathedral was built of heretical flesh and blood.
Medicaying Xenos again? I mean, player knowledge sounds like the brain, but...
Well, you don't need to make rolls for it. You're clearly getting close.
Okay.
Continue following the closeness.
I press
the button to win the game.
You come to the base of an enormous vertical tunnel. It is full of towering chimneys of light and electrical impulses that lead up and down. This is clearly the vessel's central core.
Is there a big pulsing thing up at the top?
No. The ceiling of this chamber is not visible through a blue haze. Although that blue haze occasionally flashes green or purple. You all notice that in this, once you step into this chamber, gravity seems much reduced.
Brilliant. I will take a spare bolt casing and toss it as high up as I can and observe to see if it is, you know, massively electrocuted by stray lightning.
Okay. It goes up much easier than you expected. And it has continued to fly up for about 15 seconds. Yeah, imagine that. You threw it, and it's been traveling upward for 15 seconds. There's a purple flash, and it explodes.
Ah, okay. There we go.
So we should shoot from down here and not go up
there.
That's
what I was waiting for. Brother Zertol, I believe this is your department.
Frag or crack? Frag, I'm guessing.
Frag first. If a frag explodes prematurely, it's a little bit more effective.
I guess I'll shoot a frag grenade up.
Well,
Or frag missile. Am I rolling against? Like, what are my modifiers?
Straight ballistics.
Aim. For the haze.
All right, let's do.
But we're not in a hurry. You can spend multiple. You can spend multiple rounds aiming, so you could get the full 20 for a full aim.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm against a 65, so. Fate point.
Should we all shoot at the same time?
The missile flies up.
Okay. Ought 5. after the fate.
Nice.
Okay, the missile disappears into the haze and explodes. There's no particular reaction.
Okay, but it doesn't get zapped by a current of lightning?
Didn't appear to this time.
All right. Brothers, I propose we deal with this problem directly.
Roll perception.
Awesome. Skold, I'm looking at you. Oh, never mind, I'll do it myself. Aught six.
Okay, that'll be me.
You notice that there are ledges every 20 or 30 feet on the way up?
I will leap mightily for the first ledge.
Plus 20 agility test.
Yes, 28 out of 60.
You leap mightily for that ledge and hit it square on and grab a hold of it so that you do not bounce away. Now you're a little ways up the shaft. It still continues. The looking down at your brothers has gotten a little hazy. Up above is still obscured in haze.
Perhaps we should move up one by one ascending column. Keep a rear guard to ensure that the officers are guarded and that we are not overwhelmed.
You want me and Saffron to stay then?
For the time being, yes.
The captain says, brothers, it seems very quiet here. We could probably, if your goal lies at the top of this chamber, we would probably be safe here.
We will do so. I would leave you a spare weapon, but I'm afraid that our equipment would be of no use to you.
We have a sufficiency of weapons.
Onwards and upwards, brothers.
I was hoping
he'd take a Astartes pistol and try to fire it. That would be funny. Sure, I'll do it. Blam! Oh, my hand!
It's like the noisy cricket from Men in Black.
Exactly. I don't know if it's in the Death Watch book, but there's actually this section about like acquiring goods. Maybe it's in Ascension, where it's a quote from an arms dealer in the Klaxis sector trying to sell an Astartes bolter to a guy. And it's this, what do you mean? Of course it's a real Astartes bolter. Can't you see how big it is? Here, I'll show you how it works. And then the last thing in the quote is click, and it's recorded Vox transmission, last testament of Bill Smith, arms dealer.
All right, everybody make plus 20 agility tests.
Just got it. 58 out of 58.
Really? Okay. Everybody make it?
Yep.
No, I'm a 49 out of 40.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 65 out of 60.
Saffron, you hit the ceiling in an uncontrolled rush.
Can I reach down and try to grab him?
No.
Is he slipping away? Or?
No. He made his first jump and hit the wall funny and bounced away and up.
Oh, okay.
You guys are bouncing from ledge to ledge and grabbing the ledge to control your climb.
He just sort of kept going up.
Gotcha, okay.
You'll see him in a few minutes.
Use your gun. Fire ahead of you and you'll come back down. That's how gravity works. Haven't you played Duke Nukem?
Use my flamer and, you know.
Zephyr,
didn't we establish the idea inside the hive ship?
You managed to grab the top ledge after bouncing off the ceiling. You're going to take 2 impact damage.
Okay.
I will do the same then, since I failed.
Okay.
I will promptly stick myself in the neck with a needle to make myself feel better.
The other brothers ascend the chamber with very little missteps. You all managed to dodge the lightning, which I rolled for in secret.
So I was right to throw the bolt shell then.
I rolled lucky for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, a very short tunnel leads off from the top into what you assume is the synapse chamber. It's like being inside a mushroom. It's a domed gray cavern of gray and purple flesh. It drips with thick black mucus. There are 5 great pillars or flesh cords or something. In a rough pentagon in the center of the chamber, they throb with lights and sparks, sort of like turning this room into a strobe effect.
Is there still altered gravity here?
Uh, No, gravity has returned to normal here.
Mm. Okay, my plan won't probably work as well then. I was going to motion for Brother Zerel to give me his missile rack, which I would then float up to it, and he could shoot the missile rack with a missile. Would have been epic, but no. Okay, so we've got pillars, we've got a giant mushroom thing.
What you have continued to notice, it has been building as you climb the synapse chamber, as you climb the nerve tunnels. The weight of the hive mind is a pressure on your brain. It doesn't buzz like the gene stealers, like the brood lords.
Like the hive tyrant did. Yeah.
Right. This is a solid weight, and it throbs and pulses. It isn't interfering with your actions, but it feels like that it could.
I don't like that.
Let's take it all out with one attack.
Yeah, I will use Medicaid to attempt to identify the weakest sections, or the sections most likely to be shootable.
Okay.
12 out of 70.
You heard Tactician Hadros talk about cutting the synapse link.
Mm-hmm.
These five pillars appear to be the links that need to be cut.
All right, then I will make quick hand motions and Vox signals that I want all of us to basically go to work simultaneously. Rather than have everyone do one at a time, I will get my chainsword and move towards one, and I motion for every Marine to grab their preferred weapon and go to another. If your weapon is ranged, then get with another Marine back to back who is melee. That way we're not split, we're not totally split. So, Brother Zeratul, back to back with me. Brother Zephram, back to back with Brother Scold.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
And Brother Zeta, you can just, you know, slice and dice on your own, so you're probably better without somebody behind you.
Yep.
All right, then I will sever one with my chainsword, and Scold can go
together.
Yeah, everybody will sever with their devices.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As you brace yourselves for attack, you each need to make a willpower test at minus 10.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's willpower. Something I'm okay at.
Holy crap. Ought 3 against 28.
21 against 35.
04 against 25.
Do we get any are we gonna...
against
35? Ooh, I don't like that.
Actually, no, you're getting a 10-point penalty.
Yeah, I failed. I guess I'll spend a fate point.
Well, no,
don't
worry about the fate point right this second.
Okay.
We're gonna need it more in a minute.
So, yeah. Zahariel and Zeta both failed?
Yes, I did.
Everybody else made it?
Yeah.
Okay. Lucien, Sephiroth, and Skuld. Let's see. Skuld was shooting, Sephiroth was shooting, and Lucien was swinging?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Your initial attacks... rend the links, but do not break them. You certainly did damage, but it looks like it might take another swing or another shot.
Okay.
Zada and Zahariel, you've been attacking things since you were a small child. Zada, your finger is on the trigger of your trusty chainsword. You draw back to swing, and it's almost like you forgot what you were doing. The pressure on your mind increases and drives the task out of your head. So your chainsword falls from its ready position, and you retreat back to your neutral stance. Something similar happens to you, Zahariel. I assume you were. What were you going to do?
I was going to use crack missile.
Okay.
I think you were just going to... Oh, that's right. You were going to crack it.
You
now
raised,
that I think about it, having you pinch it might work.
You raised the launcher to your shoulder.
That's true.
It is sighted in, as you've done so many times. Your finger will not pull the trigger. That pressure increases. The pressure on your mind increases. And you lower the missile launcher as if you weren't going to fire it.
Hey, what are you guys doing? On three.
What were we doing? I don't remember.
They've been infected.
Yeah,
quick.
I'm just gonna shake my head like I don't know.
You realize that you forgot what you were doing, but you know who you are, and you're a space marine. Your job is to destroy this thing. You don't have any other lasting effect other than I was going to kill it. No, I'm not going to. Or what was I doing? Oh, right. I'm supposed to destroy this thing. You're back to the way you were.
I feel fine again, sir. I'm ready to destroy it.
All right.
Once more,
though.
I put the rocket launcher right back up on my shoulder.
Okay. All of you can make a second willpower test at minus 10.
Oh, man.
63 failed.
I failed.
Oh. Oh.
A 12. I don't believe it.
I made it normally. Oh, darn. 37. 37 okay. Out of 25.
So
I fail.
Is he the only pass?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yes. Zaddy, you're like, yeah, I got this. Chain teeth rearing. You swing at the cord and take a good hack out of it. You didn't cut all the way through it. It seems to be really tough stuff.
Well, I'd hack at it three times.
Okay. But you have hacked at it three times. It's tough stuff.
Ah.
Touché.
I see where you're going.
You chew it up really good, but it's not broken. Everyone else feels this since they focus on their target, and you are unable to follow through with your attacks. That pressure drives the task out of your mind, and you sort of forget what you were doing for a second, and then you snap back to reality. You're yourself again.
There's some weird thing going on. Perhaps we should try again.
Every time you try.
Unfortunately, we don't have any
focus.
Maybe we should set it up so we can't fail.
Unfortunately, it's just that there's no squad tactic that allows me to give a will bonus.
Can I just pull?
I am going to not attack it this round. Instead, I'm going to spread the vox to my brothers, and I will use charm to remind them of their mission as they attack.
Okay. Roll your charm test.
Do my battle brothers count as members of the Imperial forces?
I think so.
All right, I am an Ultramarine. 44 out of 60. I didn't even need the Ultramarine bonus. I would have made it normally.
Okay. Are you guys
so
gonna...
I am attempting to overcome the minus 10.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to do. Go ahead and roll a willpower test. Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
There.
Fail.
I'm sure all of you have very high willpower stores already.
Fail.
That was a good idea.
Fail by one.
That was a good idea.
You a-holes.
The synapse chamber seems to be self-defending. If you haven't come to the conclusion already, it seems to be interfering with your ability to directly attack the link.
Okay. Then let's indirectly attack the link.
Grenades.
Everybody hug it. hug it with your plus 14 strength bonus.
Think happy thoughts.
No, I mean I do like the we gotta go about this roundaboutly. I'm going to take one of my crack grenades and place it in the wound that I had inflicted already, and spin the timer for 45 seconds.
You have a small tube of adhesive you can use to stick the grenades to stuff.
Then I will do that.
Okay.
In fact, I will use two of my crack grenades, unless I think more might be called for.
You're gonna glue two to the same pillar, the same cord?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a demolitions expert, so more is better.
Okay. You need to make an intelligence test?
Will do. Yeah, I'm smart. Not as smart as the meathead blood angel, but smart. Oh, 91. No, I'm not very smart.
Okay. You've set the timer on 2 crack grenades.
I appear to have affixed 2 crack grenades to my own hands.
Be a good idea to...
Help?
No, you have them stuck to the column.
All right, then I will move away cautiously.
We should all do this.
Maybe you should wait till you see if it works with bait.
Nah, let's try it.
All right. Zeta, you're going to stick a couple on?
I'll do the same.
Just one.
Intellect test.
I am not going to try that.
16 out of 40.
What do you mean you're not going to try it? You've got the best intelligence out of all of us.
37 out of 50.
I know, I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting
for that is why you're not going to try it. I get it now.
Zeta, I heard you say you failed, but by how much?
41 out of 30.
Yeah, okay.
1 degree.
Okay, I trust that you guys have synchronized this. Neil, you're not going to do it?
Nope.
Okay.
I want to see what happens.
But you will all back off so that you're without outside the range here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a crack grenade. It has a 1 meter range.
The grenades go off with a almost, they're nearly synchronized. Blam, 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 blam. And the links that they were attached to have been severed.
Huzzah! Now the fleet will go absolutely berserk.
Wait.
Why do we think this was a good idea?
More activity through the final link. Almost as if it has increased fivefold.
So we've already changed nothing until
okay,
we...
Okay, now I'm just going to run over, slap the crack grenade on, and set it for as short a time as I think possible for me to get out of range.
4 seconds.
Then
intellect
I set
test.
It for 5 seconds.
Padding.
So what happens once this crank goes
60.
Down?
Okay. Click, clap, clap, clap. Boom! You sever the last link. And the room goes dead. That pressure on your mind is gone.
And one for the Emperor, you fucking ship!
The roof in this chamber collapses a little bit. Not all the way down.
Uh-oh.
But the hive ship that you're aboard shudders once, it shudders twice, and then rolls like a wounded animal.
I'm frantically trying to turn on my mag boots.
Yeah, they don't stick to anything.
Yeah, they don't stick.
I know.
I'm just reminded of the fact that we didn't really have an escape plan.
The escape plan is we vent ourselves back into space and call for pickup. I mean, that was basically the extent of the escape plan.
Well, what do we do?
What do we do with the guys we picked up?
Well, that's why we said goodbye to them.
They can hold their breath. They said they'd defend that spot.
We didn't have environmental suits. What do you think was going to happen?
We didn't actually tell them what we were doing. You remember that, right? They think that we're just, like, moving on to the next stage of the adventure. Like, what do you think they're doing up there? Think they're turning the ship off so we'll all die? No, I don't think so.
Actually, at just that moment when you mention, what are we going to do now? The three officers run into the room. And Captain Godwin says,
how big
sir,
is it behind you? How big is the army of Tyranids behind you?
Well, we haven't seen any Tyranid.
What?
What's happening here? The lightning in that tunnel stopped, so we thought we would follow.
Would you care to give over your whatever equivalent to a dog tag is now, or should we just record your names?
His eyes go wide. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Ease off, brother. We do not have an atmospheric egress from this vessel.
We have the ship.
Should be a boarding party. Do you have...
I see.
Let's see. Your vessel had been destroyed. We have no access to vac suits. Our void suits. I'm afraid that you may well die before we are able to escape. We will do all that we can, but I ask you to face your fears as a citizen of the Imperium.
The Emperor protects, brothers.
That he does. With us, then.
Keep telling yourself that, buddy.
And at the worst, you'll die as heroes instead of as...
You know, it's never too late to repent and join the Omnisaya.
Wait, the Ultramarine
is
saying
true.
That?
If I recover,
no, I was imagining that's what he's trying to, like, you know, as I'm talking about the Emperor, he's over there sweet talking like the third guy. You know, the Omnisaya has some great afterlife packages.
Just,
I could probably bring you back as a mindless idiot human robot.
As you're...
You know, there's no way you guys could survive. A servitor, on the other hand.
There are blooms of heat from somewhere below you. The stricken hive ship, there's a transparent blister nearby, and it appears to be falling into the atmosphere of Avalos.
Ooh, we can see outside?
Yeah, you can find a space to see outside.
I attempt to reach any Imperial vessel on my Vox to allow to inform them of what has occurred.
You get a lot of static, and Hadros comes on the Vox on your secure channel. Good work, brothers! Good work! We have a slight problem.
What?
The fleet is engaged, and I do not have any method to extract you.
That is a slight problem, tactician.
It appears that the Synapse ship has fallen into what I might term an unstable orbit.
I see.
It appears to be... the tentacled ends appear to possibly be already burning in the atmosphere.
Then we must act quickly. Zartol, how effectively is your Auspex scanner working at the moment?
Run a perception test.
Auspex scanner.
Oh, sure you do.
It's in your freaking head, Tech Marine. No, really, it is built into your skull.
Yeah.
Yes.
Run it.
Okay. Perception?
Yes.
Well, don't blame me. 10. Tad built this guy, so... Oh, at a plus 10? Okay, 37 out of 45.
You're detecting, believe it or not, some kind of local space-time disturbance.
Oh, I was going to hope for an Imperial ship, but hell, I'll go with that. Wait a second.
Are we getting sucked into another dimension?
I don't want some warp taint swell to swallow us up. This is a bad idea.
Well, it's swelling in not such the way that would indicate an entrance as an exit.
Don't talk like a coward, Brother Zartol. Orcs ride space hulks across the galaxy. No reason that we can't to accomplish such a feat. Come on.
There is a rift in the universe opens, and a giant black ship is ejected from the Immaterium.
Brother Zartol, catch that ship.
Can anybody see the insignia?
I roll perception.
Gleaming black ship.
Oh, 70 out of 72.
Armed to the teeth.
I pass.
35.
I got a 16 out of 40.
That skull insignia on the side of the ship is very familiar to all of you, as it graces your own chests.
Gentlemen, run.
A Death Watch battle barge has erupted into local space. And it begins to hammer the crap out of the existing Tyranid fleet.
Strike from the sky, brothers!
We should see if we can get a shuttle over, and then maybe we can rescue the...
Yeah, I'm going to try and open any communication.
And, okay. What are you going to say?
This is brother Apothecary Lucian of Death Watch Team Epsilon, requesting emergency evacuation from a suicidal pilot. Look down and to your left. I'm waving.
Brother Lucian, of course. How many brothers are with you?
Five brothers, three fleshbags. Whatever. Marines, that's what we call them. Yes, Imperial officers.
Stand by. Brace yourselves for transport.
I turn back to the Imperial officers and say, close your eyes and hold your breath.
You feel the familiar tingling of a teleportarium beam.
Oh, that's way better than I thought.
All eight of you, through a sickening vertigo-inducing lurch, are deposited on the teleportarium deck of the Death Watch battle barge named Scimitar of Night.
I still have no idea how the Brothers Terminatus do that every single battle.
The three normal humans fall to the deck and retch everything they've eaten for the past 3 years.
The warp will do that to you.
Unfortunately.
It's not a figure of speech either. It really happens. Warp energies are funny like that.
There are external pict quarters that record every glorious moment of the hive ship burning under plasma beams and atmospheric interference.
Brothers, I'd say this calls for a group high five.
High five.
Go Team Emperor!
As mission wrap up, you return the three rescued officers to Captain Cobb.
Yeah, freeze frame of us five jumping up and slapping hands while they vomit on the ground. That's 40K, all right.
In the fight against the swarm, the blade of Drusus was severely damaged but is still runnable.
Sweet.
They did lose one of their cruisers, the Saint of Scintilla.
Damn it.
And a handful of escort ships, probably in similar losses like the one that you found. But with the destruction of the hive ship and the majority of the swarm destroyed or dispersed, Avalos is spared. Hundreds of thousands of its citizens are dead. Its greatest city lies in ruins, and it will be years and years and years before every tyrannid creature on the surface is hunted down and destroyed.
Yeah, we did sort of half flood it and, you know, half burn it in order to save it. So.
But Kill Team Epsilon has earned this glorious victory, proving the indomitable spirit of the Adeptus Astartes.
Ultramarines 2, Tyrannid Skull
Battle.
Nice.
We kick ass.
And we're just first level.
Well, that's not all for us.
Well said, sir. Well said. Yeah. So, armor patch up. I got a few spare Narthusium thoughts here. Anybody else want to take a nap?
I need a shot.
Yeah, well,
I'm down five.
Like, I have some laundry to do, and I think I might have left my iron on. So you guys have fun cleaning this shit up.
I stab my good friend to the neck and restore 8 wounds.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Now,
I put a band-aid on that for you.
After the battle, you meet up with Brother Gregor, who was retrieved from the outside of the battleship.
During the fight.
He ran escort ship security and managed to board one of the mid-sized Tyranid cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
And led some stormtroopers on a mission inside, on a raid to kill the intermediate synapse creatures.
Sweet.
And he has something rather disturbing he brings to your attention.
What is it, brother?
It is a rounded bowl, but when you turn it over, it is clearly a piece of Space Marine armor. It has some further
problems.
Everyone
gasps.
Does it have is it a left palindrome or a right? Or is it a palindrome?
Palindrome?
Not a palindrome, a shoulder pad.
Yeah, it's the shoulder guard, the pauldron.
Does it have an insignia?
It does.
Is it Death Watch?
No.
Ooh.
Is it a Chaos Marine?
This is a shoulder guard from the Emperor's Children.
Oh.
It is decorated
with
horrifying gold and black enamel.
What a well-fashioned bronze K on this device. Yes. Oh, wow.
The Emperor's Children follow Slaanesh.
Yeah.
So this is bad, right?
Yes. And while you might think that, hey, this Tyranid fleet encountered some Space Marines, just random chance, do you really think that would be a coincidence?
There's no such thing.
Not in the Emperor's grace.
And the last thing I will leave you with is that Imperial intelligence estimated the location of High Fleet Dagon on the other side of the galaxy, practically the other side of the Crusade Salient. And there is a splinter here.
In warp.
Almost as if it were directed.
Oh, my God, Emperor.
So, because Death Watch can't end on a happy note, I leave you to consider between now and our next session who or what could possibly be manipulating the swarm and why.
Someone who's soon to be dead.
Dead.
So, everybody.
Awesome.
Comments?
Yeah, that was good. That was probably one of our more productive sessions, too. I mean, we got a lot done.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
With all those side bonuses, with all those side objectives.
Stuff, yeah.
Well, I made that. I wasn't originally planning on when I sat down to run this, you know, even 4 hours ago. I didn't originally plan on running the Hive Fleet invasion as narratively as we did.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole mess of combat encounters that we just hand-waved with appropriate, you know, I attempted to do the cinematic description kind of thing.
Right.
Because yeah. We got so much of the mechanical combat out on the ground. I did not expect that that encounter was going to take so long.
Yeah.
I think it turned out pretty well.
Definitely.
I liked the plan.
I had a great time.
I liked the plan that you had to get rid of those creatures. That was cool.
I thought we had some pretty solid plans there through that whole session. We had some good ones. The truck, I was very impressed with the truck. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was awesome.
There's always, the players always come up with something you didn't think of.
Yeah.
Well, you gave me the hint, though.
We didn't even...
We did the same thing with the train last time, so...
Yeah, yeah. He gave me the tip-off.
Yeah, I figured there'd be something at a farm.
I didn't mean to, because I didn't do that.
Yeah. That'll teach you to give flavor text.
Yeah. Yeah, that intermediate farm with all the fuel and stuff, that grew. That was instant. I was like, okay, sure, there's another farm. It has this and this and this.
I thought that fight might be a bit of a struggle when I saw the numbers.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how much damage we can put out.
And you know what? I rolled.
Space Marines are freaking war machines, I mean.
I rolled for the hordes that you destroyed, and I rolled high.
Yeah. That was on our side, too. And I can tell you this from my games. If a horde usually has a low skill, but depending on the way a horde is constructed, they can be utterly devastating because they get attacks and damage bonuses based on their size. And the thing about a horde is their danger isn't represented necessarily by their accuracy. Like, they don't have a high weapon skill or high ballistic skill most of the time, but you can't dodge them. Like, when a horde is shooting at you, it represents 100 guys shooting at you.
Right.
So if they hit, you can't dodge it. They're just filling the air around you with bullets. So, and horde melee attacks are... They get to make free melee attacks on anybody who's adjacent to them. So if those Termagants got up on us, they would have just attacked us every single round.
Yeah, and the Hormagants have the overwhelming trait.
Right, so they can roll right over us. Yeah, and then you're on the ground trying to melee fight without, you know, while getting attacked every single round for free. That's not even including the attacks they get per round.
Right.
So we managed to deal with all the hordes about as well as you possibly could, and we got lucky that they didn't hit us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I ran a scenario with 3 Death Watch Marines on a speeder, like actually on equipment, and they were just being attacked by fairly small swarms, they took ridiculous amounts of damage. And that was awesome because it had some great hero moments, like when the Blood Angel got hit so hard in the left arm that it just stopped working. And he rolled on the fatigue table that he vomited with his helmet still on. And through all his penalties, he operated a heavy bolter and just mowed through the hordes. So a Blood Angel operating a mounted heavy bolter one-handed with a vomit-speared helmet was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
I mean, we were pretty badass, but we didn't do anything like, we didn't have to fight through our wounds like you do in a lot of the, when the Horde really hits you.
Yep.
But also, we're just crazy prepared because we've got, you know, Zertal, we got warning on every single encounter. We never got taken really by surprise. And that'll do it. Like, even if you get taken by surprise, as long as you have high cohesion, the tactics can be pretty devastating.
Right.
That really does tip you in favor. The only way I've found that you really will wear down Marine is continued surprise attacks from hordes. Like just guys jumping out of the trees every 5 feet you take, just a horde jumps out of the trees and they have to burn through their cohesion for tactics and they have to burn through their wounds. Because even with an apothecary, you eventually reach a point of less return on your wounds.
Cool.
I loved it. That was awesome.
You will probably
hit. I want to be even more powerful.
Yeah, you're going to get a crap load of experience. Hopefully, I'll get through it tomorrow, so I can.
I mean, it's like, you know, in Rogue Trader, like quote unquote leveling is, you know, 20,000 experience.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Any experience, it doesn't have to be like an actual level or an actual rank.
I know. I just want to be. I like that expression, awesome. Getting to rank 2 wouldn't be that hard. I mean, we're like halfway there right now, but...
Yeah, you'll probably make it.
Yeah. Because rank 2 is pretty awesome.
That was where I thought it was crazy on our Dark Heresy campaign on the play-by-post, because we started with 2,000 experience, which means you actually start at, like, rank 4 for their characters, which is basically, like... an ant to anyone in Death Watch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for playing.
Hooray.
Thanks for running.
Yeah,
thanks for...
Yes, thank you.
I'm happy to. I like this game. I like playing with you guys. I do not have a local gaming group, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully...
Yeah,
In another month or two, I'll be ready to get everything together so you can actually, you know, play.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, I'll see you guys
I promise
later.
To shoot everyone's minions. All right,
it's gonna take a lot of bullets. I mean, it's Rogue Trader. People have like a 10,000 minions.
I'll just have my minions shoot your minions. I'll be like, have my people shoot your people. It's cool. It's cool. I've got people. I got
not
people
so much
to do that.
Chess as it is checkers.
Anymore.
All right.
Exactly. Thanks.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.